behalf of our entire parish community and family of St. Patrick, all those that work here, Deacon Jim, who is with us tonight, I want to extend my happiest of greetings and every blessing for a most happy Christmas to those who are here in church, to those watching down below or in the overflow, to those at home around the screen, the iPad, to our parishioners who tonight may be watching around the globe. And over the past 9 months, we have had that. I extend every blessing for a very happy and merry Christmas. Tonight, while there are just two words on the minds and hearts of every young child, Santa Claus, there are four words that I'd like to share this Christmas Eve. The first two, thank you. I want to express my heartfelt thanks to each and to every one of you as parishioners here at the parish. Because in this most extraordinary and challenging year, you have been so generous and have come through in so many heroic ways. And our parish has not just survived this year, but we have thrived. We have had more baptisms than last year. We have greater generosity from some parishioners and from so many, whether it's signing up to come to church, dropping off an envelope in the mailbox, or doing extra, which this year has demanded. So many of our parishioners have stepped up in new and intentional ways. And on this Christmas, I want to thank you for all of that. Together now with you on this Christmas, I want to echo a loud thank you to Almighty God for what he has done to us, for us, tonight. Tonight, in the city of Bethlehem, he has sent his only begotten Son. Tonight, for us, he has given us Jesus, whose presence saves, whose company heals, and whose life gives to each one of us great hope. Yes, together with you, I want to say thank you to God the Father, who has looked on us with such great love tonight. The third word. Now, this is a unique one. But I thought, you know what? This is a pretty unique year. This word is not mask or sanitation or shield or distancing, but rather, now, today, I asked Santa Claus for some elephants. He gave me two of them. He gave me this guy, which looks like Dumbo. See the ears flapping? And then, believe it or not, because our people are so generous, and Santa Claus always hears the request of the good boys, I got a really cool elephant. Look at this guy. Now, without upsetting this creche and all of the parishioners who sweated hard to make this happen, tonight, I find it very fitting and appropriate, along with the ox, the cow, the donkey, the little lambs, I think it would do us all well if I put this elephant in that creche. What do you think? Marge Corn, if you're watching, and all of those that helped her, don't have a heart attack. Because this elephant represents everything in 2020. And it belongs it can go into that scene. In the year 1814, a Russian author by the name of Ivan Krylov wrote a story, a fable. It was a story about a man who went into a museum, and he noticed all the things in this museum, every little detail. But he failed to notice the elephant in the room. That's where that expression comes from. That poem, that fable, was called The Inquisitive Man. And I would like to invite from all of us, men and women, on this Christmas Eve, for us to be inquisitive. We can certainly do that about this year. And I think it would do us all well to recognize the elephant in the room, or more specifically, in that stable now. Because just as Scrooge had his ghosts, and Mr. Bailey had Mr. Potter, just as the people of Whoville had the Grinch, the people of Kennett Square and anyone watching, we have had our challenges. And they have been most real. For some, that means you're spending Christmas Eve watching this mass on a computer screen. That's not pleasant. For others, it means that you are separated tonight from loved ones. For still others, there is the separation because there's been a death. There's been a loss of life. I know of this year depression and anxiety in this parish, of drug addiction, of all sorts of things, elephants in the room. And like that elephant, and I suppose every elephant, there are heavy weights that we have all experienced. And that heavy, large beast represents it all. But his quiet presence in our 2020 manger scene is most important. I think it's most fitting. And it can be, for some of us, very healing. Which brings me to the fourth and the last word of this homily. Actually, the eternal word himself, Jesus. You know, he's the smallest figure in that scene. And believe it or not, he can be easily missed. And yet, if it was not for him, well, you fill in the blank. But it is for him. And his entire life is for us. He became one of us. He became a child, which meant he could be subject to cold, and he was cold, which meant he could be subject to hunger, and he was. He could be subject to homelessness, and he had no home. he could be subject to death. And we know he was. But his presence with us, among us, it makes all the difference in the world. Isaiah the prophet, who is read from throughout our Advent season and even on this Christmas night, he calls Jesus many different names: Wonder Counselor, Emmanuel, God Hero. Now that's a word we've heard this year. Hero? Heroes work here, and so they do. In 2020, I think heroes work everywhere. But tonight, we remember that Jesus, the one born for us, is no mere hero. He is God. And he is with us here. I want to put a sign out on Meredith Street that God lives here. Because he does. Christmas gives God an address. And it's 212, 216, whatever the address is of this building. That's hard to figure out. We don't have a mailbox. 216 Meredith Street. But you know what? As this year has shown us, there are 1,500 other addresses where God lives. And tonight, as his life begins, as he is born again for us, let us, in a new and ever more fervent way, welcome him into our minds, into our hearts, into our homes. Through our love for him, through a new faithfulness and devotedness to him, through speaking to him every day in what is called prayer, and teaching and helping our loved ones to grow in him. Because God became man that might happen. And may no elephant stop that from happening. My friends, tonight we celebrate the birthday of God, Emmanuel, God with us. May we create a desire in our hearts to always be with him. And with great thanksgiving and praise, allow that to happen. May God be with you. He is on this most holy night.